I wish you all a very happy Christmas.
We might recognise that voice. It's a message from Queen Elizabeth II at Christmas last year. I'm about to tell you quite an intriguing, incredible story. From 1952 until his death in 2011, Alfred Symes sent Queen Elizabeth II a card every single Christmas. It's a tradition that his grandson, Andrew, has continued. Andrew's on the line now from his home in Turkey. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
There's quite an incredible story here, but let's start with you and the cards that you write. What do you say to the Queen when you write to her at Christmas?
Well, it's just a standard Christmas greeting, something that I write to my cousins in Australia and in America as well. I just keep it simple. I'm sure she doesn't have all the time in the world. So, and that's what I've been doing for the last 4 years, and that's what my grandfather did as well.
So tell us about your grandfather, where he was writing from, why he was writing, when he started.
Sure. I mean, he started as a child. He was given this responsibility by his father. His father also wrote at the time, and perhaps this was some sort of a Victorian tradition where they would write the kings and queens at the time. And he always wrote, well, from his hometown in Henley in England, and then eventually when he moved to Turkey, he continued this tradition from Turkey. Well, my family, of course, moved to Turkey, and that's where, as a kid, he decided to continue the tradition. And for a Christmas letter to come from Turkey was, I guess, eye-catching for the Queen. So from 1952 onwards, he kept on getting a letter from Turkey.
So why was your grandfather in Turkey?
Well, our family moved here in 1815. We came here to build the railways at the time. Three brothers from England moved to Turkey, and they started building the railways here. Two of them stayed on, one of them being my great-great-great-grandfather, and another one moved to Australia. And so the ones who stayed on, I'm descended from, and we've basically been out here for the last 200 years.
Right. Now, your grandfather did eventually meet Queen Elizabeth II.
That's true, yes.
And what happened at that meeting?
It happened in 1972 when the Queen was visiting Izmir, where I live in Turkey. And there was a reception given for all the local expat community. And, of course, as protocol would have it, everyone was introduced to the Queen. And when my grandfather's name was announced, she stopped and gave him a glance and said, "So you're the gentleman who keeps on writing me these Christmas cards." And of course he was shocked. He didn't expect the Queen to remember. And that was a nice little surprise then. And of course, as you know, I was afforded my little surprise not too long ago.
It must have been quite a shock to get that reaction. Was that the only interaction that he ever sort of received back from the Queen?
Yes, that's it. That's the only time.
Right, but didn't she write to him on his birthday at one point?
Yes. I mean, I thought yes.
You can't forget these things.
Yeah, sorry. Well, it's just a vis-a-vis that's the only time. But yes, he did receive the card for his 100th birthday. And he always did get a standard reply for Christmas as well. But his 100th birthday, I mean, his age was an event in itself. But also receiving a card from the Queen was also very special, yes. She did not forget him on that date.
And so why did you pick up this Christmas tradition?
Well, my parents divorced when I was seven, and I was always closer to Grandpa. He was, I would never have a bedtime story read to me. It was always Grandpa at my bedside telling me about his years in the war and other stories of him being in the right place in the right time, meeting celebrities. This fascinated me, and I always grew closer to Grandpa. And when he died, a little part of me did as well. He was the person I loved most in the world. So to keep his spirit alive, I decided to continue this tradition. So he passed in the summer of 2011, and in December of that year, I wrote a letter to the Queen. And the Queen had a tradition of not writing back until after her father's death anniversary. So around February, I got a reply, and my letter was very standard. It just wished her a happy Christmas. But in the letter, she wrote that she wanted to express her condolences, and she found out through, I guess, her office researching that my grandfather had passed away, and that because he hadn't written to her that year, and a different sign did, she wrote me to express her condolences.
Incredible. I guess you must be a pretty strong monarchist then.
Well, of course, being in Turkey, being away from England is home, but so is Turkey. But you do hold fast to your traditions, whether it be Christmas cards. I still write Christmas cards. I don't send emails or text messages. And yes, I mean, the Queen as well. It's something that I identify with that sets me apart from everyone here. So it's something that, yes, I would say yes, basically, yeah.
We got it out of you eventually. Andrew, thank you very much for your time this morning. A very Merry Christmas to you. And, keep up the Christmas cards. Andrew Symes, who's been writing Christmas cards to Queen Elizabeth II every year since he was 10, continuing his grandfather's tradition.